Now, the shotgun start in golf is full of mathematics. There's a lot of setup work that we have to do in order to make a tournament work. So I'm going to demonstrate to you just exactly how we do a shotgun start here.
And here we go.
All right, all right, all right. Gentlemen, start your engine!
Greetings and welcome to a Thursday edition of the Shotgun Start. It is April 11th. Andy, how we doing?
Brendan, I'm doing pretty good. I'm just polishing off a Masters club here. I think it's my go-to. I really like the Masters club. I'll tell you what I'm doing
Sandwich
better
rankings.
Than. What? Do you know what I'm doing better than?
Who? What?
You know who I had a better performance than today?
Jason Day's pants?
That is correct.
Oh, how did I guess that?
I think it's because of the recent topic. You know, those things were flapping around.
They were not good wind pants. They're trying to win the America's Cup, the sailing race out in wherever that is. They're just flowing and they're too baggy. Look at you. You're still eating your sandwich.
I've got two bites left. I was going to ask, do you think listeners would be disappointed if I finished this Masters Club while we record, while we talk?
No more disappointed than you lacking principle and conviction and abandoning your everyday vest. They should be hugely disappointed in you. I mean, it's a day that ends in Y and you abandon your B-dratty everyday vest here. We're getting the big topics here. Windy pants, club sandwiches.
That vest has been great this week, but I was looking through my clothes and I was like, you know, I'm going to wear the blue pants and wear the navy blue pants. I didn't want to go full
boy. Blueberry boy. Yeah. That's fair.
I got some interesting insight on the blueberry boys today.
We did. The Pelican, what's it called? Pelican Club?
Yeah.
In Tampa. What is it? They have to wear gray pants. So it's not just the blueberry blazer. They apparently none of the members knew how to match the blueberry blazer. That's a tongue twister. With the pants.
And there's a pink lining.
And there's a pink interior lining on the jacket. So they are now commissioned to wear not just the blazer, but gray pants. Everybody, this is what you want for the semi-unrelated club in Florida.
Can we do one quick story?
Yeah.
Then we'll get to that.
Let's do story as you chew your sandwich.
I'm trying to finish this sandwich.
I have a crow's nest beer. You have a club sandwich. We're committed to making this short. I don't know if we're going to as we're talking about nonsense.
We are committed.
What story do you want to say?
Revisiting our majors pod. We want to make a commitment to being a little more brief during the week.
Yep.
I want to go with this one.
Okay.
If you drive down Washington Boulevard, Washington Ave right now, there are a number of ads. I mean, you get Rolex ad with like Tiger making his putt. There's an ad up there with Rom on it. And then there's another ad. There's an ad that says C-Woo. And then it has its tea time.
But they didn't update it for today with the delay, the 2.5 hour delay. It was an old tea time.
These are the billboards that you see when you're coming into the Masters. Littered with the big brands. And then it's C-Woo.
You think there's some guy that's driving by. He's just not planning to go to the Masters. And he sees that billboard. He's just planning to go to work, or he's planning to go to, you know, for a hike. He sees that billboard and he pulls over. He's like, I got to get me a ticket because Siwoo Kim is in there. And there's a lot of people around here clamoring to see Siwoo Kim. Do you think that's a good use of marketing money, a Siwoo Kim billboard in Augusta, Georgia?
I think the people behind it are Bad Birdie. I think it's their clothing brand or something.
Okay.
But the thing is that Siwoo is never going to be on the telecast unless he plays well, unless he breaks his putter and is putting with a 3-wood.
Siwoo. Yeah, he's not going to be on there.
So, like, what is it for the patrons? Do they think the patrons are going to be like, "You know what?
Well, I was going to
come watch Tiger." But
I saw that billboard on the way in.
I'm going to watch Siwoo now instead.
Can we talk about someone
else?
The
other thing about this is I think there's probably a lot of hostility. Maybe they're trying to mend fences because they took Siwoo out of PGA Tour gear.
Oh, yeah, that's
like
fair.
Fans can't be happy about that.
Bad Birdie did, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
That's his new, yeah. He's not representing this tour anymore. Live Under Par.
And he has some of the best
fits. He had the Live Under Par shirt,
yeah,
for God's
sake.
Yeah,
he had some of the best stuff out there.
Can I tell another story about a player surely you won't be seeing on TV, and that's Pepe Peter Malnati. We got one today from friend of the program. They're walking the back nine on this earlier this week. They went all the way back to see Peter Malnati playing all alone in his bucket hat. He has his yellow ball. Freddie Couples playing a yellow ball. I think that's the Pepe Peter effect. I don't know that he was playing a yellow ball. The crowd was pretty sparse. He hit a ball that couldn't have gone more than 280 yards. And this person says something to the effect, thought that was going to go farther. Buddy turns to him and says, he's got no chance. We're both going to be watching from the couch on Sunday. A lady walking with her husband turns around and says, oh, come on, seriously? To which my friends asked if that was Peter's mom or something, which she replied that she was. And that's what you got to say, Andy. You got to be careful walking around here. There's friends and family. Don't be
everywhere.
Mean. Even, especially a guy with such pep and enthusiasm for life. Don't talk about how he's going to be watching from the couch with you on Sunday. But not a lot of people clamoring for Pepe Peter or Siwoo.
I want to ask you a question. Yeah. We've got a big, big award to present this week. It's a big week for this.
What's that?
It's a huge week.
What's that?
Our award, Thirst Bucket of the Week. We've got a lot of contenders.
Thirst Bucket Thursday here.
It is Thirst Bucket Thursday. A ton of contenders.
Who do we got?
All right, early in the week, Scuttlebutt. We got the Short Game Chef, a favorite of our podcast.
Not the Chipmunk, but the Short Game Chef.
I don't think the Chipmunk. The Chipmunk might not be allowed within 50 yards of Victor Hovland.
Unsubstantiated rumors.
Meanwhile, the Short Game Chef. You know, the Short Game Chef was doing what he does best, marketing himself, decided to pull his phone out and take a video.
On Augusta National property.
Out at Augusta National, doing what he does, you know, teaching short game tips, making
cooking
some short
up.
Game recipes.
Cooking in the kitchen in the short game area.
Also, fellow coach who's gotten quite active on social media lately.
Who's that?
Chris Como.
Oh, yeah.
Does the same thing. So it's the most important week for their players, and guess what happens?
Boom, out of here. They get run like a Cowboy Joe West. You try to argue with him, they're throwing you out. Apparently they got phones pulled, you know, badges pulled.
Yep. All of a sudden, you know, if their players want help, they got to go to Augusta Country Club.
Find them on the range there. They were reinstated, right?
They
after
were.
Some pleading from At, Chef, from who are their guys?
Their players.
Yeah,
their players had
pleading,
to plead.
And,
plead
yeah.
with the tournament committee at Augusta National to allow them back. They were reinstated. But think about, it's the most important week of the year, and your players are having to worry about getting you back on the grounds. That is peak Thirst Bucket, but I still think that this other guy might beat him out. Do you know who the other guy, the other nominee for Thirst Bucket Thursday is?
Yeah, it's got to be the Shark.
It is the Shark. Greg Norman just
roaming around
the grounds.
You assign him such malintentions. This is an individual who just cares about his people, supporting his players. And the best way he knows how, he's just there to support his guys. And that's why he tried to be inconspicuous, show up in a nice straw hat and his trademark scripting, not to stick out in any way and not be thirsty in any way. And that was just Greg Norman.
He's just here for the golf. He's here for his
literally
guys.
Literally scripted, like he would stand, everybody knows who he is. Exactly.
I haven't seen him in one
of
the straw hats.
Yes, he's been wearing
so
the baseball,
long.
The dad hat. He has. Should we talk about Norman?
Who are you giving?
Norman. Unquestionably Norman.
I cannot believe that somebody came in and topped the chef and Como.
I saw Norman today. He gave Bryson a big hug. So he's back. He was in black today. He was in white yesterday. Apparently weird behavior. It's just weird all around. He was apparently maybe like trolling Rory in a way. I don't know if we can say that. Those were people who were onlookers said it, you know, they would characterize it as trolling. He was waiting for him by the fifth tee. We got word that Rory, this is Wednesday practice round, quickly pumped to OB. Rory saw him allegedly. By observers. Pumped
why was he
right,
out watching Rory?
Hooked one left.
You want to
Rory's
talk about
walking
weird
up five,
stuff.
Like, gets on his phone in the bathroom or something, and Greg goes the other way, gets out of there. Then he was apparently looking for him today, Norman. Was apparently following Rory again today. Weird behavior, but then, like, bounced over to give Bryson a big hug as he walked off with his 65.
Weird stuff.
Weird behavior. I get weird. That you could just say he's there to support his guys. He's buying a ticket off the secondary market. Like, I'm
maybe
not even
a Berkman's ticket.
I'm not even trying to, like, say, get too mean about it, but I just think it's weird behavior. I don't know. And you, most major winners get an invite to come here as just whatever, to hang out. You know, Graham McDowell's here. Mark Calcavecchia is here. Those, like, that's part of the Masters.
Big Earn got one of those years ago.
Right, exactly. Norman
thought it was an invite for the
clearly
tournament.
Clearly not invited, but he's here. So, yeah, he wins your Thirst Bucket Thursday award.
God, I can't believe the chef didn't get it.
I think that just leaning over the rope at the tee boxes on five and then again today. So last story time. We got one on Gary Player from up close with Gary Player, which, you know, he was in there this morning. He was quoting Winston Churchill, talking about how he's traveled more miles than anyone in the world known to man. You're kidding. You're recording this as we speak under just a guy in a green jacket. Just a guy who
he looked
who
like
a
just
green
a guy
jacket.
Today. Yeah. I got to say.
Not sure I even saw him today on any kind of coverage. He was sort of in the wake of the Tiger group, so we didn't get much of him. What's the Gary Player story we got?
We're going to get to the golf, but we figured story time might be fun today. All right, so this is a real heartwarming Gary Player story. It starts heartwarming.
Okay.
It takes a turn.
Yep.
So Gary was spotted.
Yep.
Showing, like, a kid that was about five, a magic trick. The kid loved it. Gary was having a good time. This is a real wholesome, genuine moment from Gary Player. So Gary shows him the magic trick. They're saying their goodbyes. And he says, while he's about to leave, he says, "Hey kid, tell your mom to not let you eat that crap." And he pointed at the kid's ice cream sandwich.
Lunatic.
And as he's starting to walk away, he goes, "Eat an apple."
This was after a heartwarming interaction. Gets mad at him for eating an ice cream sandwich. All right, that's story time. It's brought to you by Beadratty, the maker of your great everyday vest, which you abandoned, but you do have on the Beadratty polo. You want the Pima?
It's a pink polo.
It's a Pima cotton polo, yeah, right? You didn't go Dratty Sport.
It was a toasty day, a humid day. I wore a ZR vest.
Yep.
It was delightful.
You could use the code SGS30 to get 30% off either of those items.
A couple patrons thought it was a master shirt. They said, "Where'd you get that master shirt?"
Oh, they like the striping on it. Good
yeah,
style.
Yeah, and I said, "Oh, it's not a master shirt. You could use the promo code SGS30.
Oh, boy.
And you can get this shirt yourself.
All right. They've been sponsoring us all week. They have us down here at the Dratty House. We've got the helmet. We slap the helmet here when we get in.
We're going to slap the helmet when we get home.
A few banners. But, they've been, you know, they had us out last night at their own more substantial Dratty House. I'm sure you listened to that. But I was going in the Brian pant today. I had a Liam polo on.
Brian pants.
They're awesome.
I don't have any. I'm kind of jealous.
I was trying to tell Billy last night, like, these pants are like, no, they're like really good. He's like, I know. I make the things. Like, he knows clothes. He made them. The Brian pant, big, big winner, big revelation. So SGS30, again, these are people that we've come to know very well over the last 5 to 6 years. They're the partners we kind of want to have, people we get to know that grow with us, that support us when we were you know, just two peas in a pod with no credentials or anything. And so they've been a big part of our story, and we're really grateful for to them while making products we know and kind of wear ourselves all day, every day. So you can use the promo code SGS30 to get 30% off at bedratty.com.
Hey, right. Also, yeah. Double ad here. Don't want to ad load.
Uh-oh.
Hey, we've got a lot of coffee at our place. Big thanks to Good Walk. We've got the SGS, the fried egg blends there.
Mm-hmm.
We're also running promo. $300 of Pro Shop credit to one subscriber. You just got to be a subscriber by the end of the week.
Yep.
This is the best way to go. Just get it. You could get it once a month. You could get it once a week. You could get it twice a week. You know, it depends on how much coffee you're doing, but you never have to worry about running out of coffee if you do the subscription. You save money. If you use the promo code SHOTGUN, you get 20% off your first order. So check that out. Go to goodwalkcoffee.com/shotgun.
We have a very special item we've procured this week that we will send out to one lucky subscriber. We're just going to randomly draw a subscriber.
Oh, so there's going to be a second winner.
Yes, we're going to have the merch valued at, what, $300?
Yeah.
And we also procured a very special item this week in Augusta that we're going
to
randomly send out.
We might have to try and get a second special item to go with it.
Okay, who knows what it might signal about your certain proclivities or not, but you're getting it randomly no matter what. All right, let's get to the golf. Bryson DeChambeau is our leader after almost
this?
A full round of golf. He's shot a 65. There's obviously still players out on the course. Maybe it could be matched if it's really easy, you know, conditions tomorrow morning. Max Homa is 4-under through 13th, but the 65 sets the pace. DeChambeau back in our lives with a bang this week. Just from day one, staring at the sun and the solar eclipse glasses, and then now he comes out and shoots really a marvelous round at a place that sort of punched him in the face the last 4 or 5 years he's played here. He's your early leader. The big conclusion, I followed him a little bit at the end, and it's just like, for better or worse, you missed, I mean, for all the reasons, you miss this guy so much, right? He comes in, he does like a 30-minute press conference, talks about how people are coming up to him saying, I appreciate your YouTube content. You know, they're always coming up and shouting at him, like, love what you do on YouTube. He's talking about his crank driver that comes back to the middle. He's talking about other YouTube creators like Jinxie, somebody named Jinxie and Sketch. And Mr. Beast got a shout out on the official Augusta National transcript. Just talking about, you know, he respects the YouTube creators out there and how he's trying to contribute to the medium. It's just a really amusing Bryson press conference back in our lives. He drove the hell out of the ball. He putted even better. Gary Woodland, who played with him, was like, look, he's always been that good. If he drives it like that every day, he's going to win.
I think one of the things that I thought was from the round, you know, I went through, I watched every shot, which is one of the best things about the Masters.
Totally.
It's unbelievable. You can just basically watch the entire round. If every golf tournament had this, I think it would be a more popular sport. Obviously, it's a very big commitment to do this. But what I thought was the most impressive thing about his round, and I think something that he struggled with at Augusta, with like his very weird clubs with the, you know,
one length
clubs,
yeah.
I think he struggled around the greens. I think mm-hmm. the chipping's really tough. He got up and down on 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Mm-hmm.
2 and 3 were for birdies. 4 and 5 were really good par saves, and that just got him out of the gates.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been so easy in those same spots that he was to go through that stretch and be, you know, he birdied 1. He could have easily been 1 over. Instead, he mows through that stretch. He's 3 under, and he gets up and down. And, like, this round could have been better. He 3-putted 8 and 9.
8, 9, yep.
So this was a really impressive display of golf, and I think if I was going to chart the whole, like, I think it's an amazing kind of, like, a timeline of Bryson. But if we go back to, like, the PGA and even this tournament last year, this is where Bryson's rededication back to being a golfer started, and focusing about on golf and not trying to be the person that changed the sport.
Yeah.
He, and I think it's kind of like an amazing, I, listen, I don't want this to be misconstrued because, like, you know, the live stuff's one thing, but I do think it's a really amazing golfer arc. Even if you just remove the live stuff of this guy, like, one, became so good and then, like, tried to do something completely different.
Crazy, yeah. Yeah, experimental, maybe, in a way, would be the term.
He became a big, thick boy.
Now he's not so thick. He's still a burly
boy.
He's
not as oily.
No, he did have a quote, like, you had the mad scientist phase, you had the bulky basher phase, what are you in now? I'm in the golf phase. I'm a golfer. We started to get this at Oak Hill. It's like, I went back to Mike Shy. You know, he's wandered around. The one thing I think about with Bryson, he's just sort of a, he doesn't want, I think he got in love with being pretty famous and, like, being different and being, you know, sticking out for whatever, science stuff, being thick, being a thick boy. He gets into that stuff. I think he is not like some of the live guys that are cool being the villain. Would you agree? Like Pat Reed,
yeah,
probably pretty okay with it. Sergio, probably pretty okay with it.
I think Bryson at his
Brooks,
core.
Probably okay with it. Some of those guys are okay. I think Bryson just wants to be liked, and when he's not liked, I think it bothers him in a way that's probably much more than others. That doesn't mean he doesn't say a bunch of preposterous, crazy shit and comes off as an idiot very often.
He wants to be loved.
Yes. But
you don't start a YouTube page and pour all the time and effort that Bryson pours into that unless you want to be loved and I think positive comments and the fandom and all that stuff, it really, like, motivates and probably makes Bryson feel really good.
He had a cool moment. I think, I don't know if anybody saw it. I was up close with him after 18 today, and a kid came up and said, "Can I have your ball?" He's like, he, like, thought about it. He's like, "You know, I played with this one ball the whole way around." It's like maybe his best round ever at Augusta something. And he's like, "I'll sign it. I'll put 65 on it." You know, they get kind of, you're not supposed to sign. You're supposed to hustle in. He signs it and gives it to him. He's like, "You know what? This is a special one. I played this ball the whole way around for the 65. Gave it to him. I do think he wants to be like, and then he gave Greg Norman a big hug, moved on, found Norman, gave him a big 5-star. Again, just so good to have him back in our life. He talked about his shot from 15. I hit 4 pine needles instead of 5. How about that? Talks about 4 pine needles. Had he hit 5, the shot would not have been it. He was counting the pine needles at however 170
miles
an hour the ball was
going. You went through the Bryson press conference. Any other favorites?
Can we do
a little
Jinxy and Sketch getting a call out? Mr. Beast, Jinxy and Sketch getting a call out. And the best one was when he goes, "Why have I struggled? I don't know. Only God knows that." What? That's taking no agency or understanding of why he struggled. He just doesn't know. He's punting it. All the guy, I mean, I'm all for, you know, giving deference to the man upstairs, but saying, "I have no idea. Only God knows as to why you've struggled." It seems to be sort of punting on the matter. But the best was, he goes, "What's been really nice and helpful for me is doing a lot of content on YouTube. As crazy as it sounds," he's talking about his, like, mental state, it was a good place. "It's been really awesome to see how I can affect a lot of people's lives. Junior golfers' lives, middle-aged men, they're coming out shouting, 'Thanks for the content. Appreciate what you do online.'" Do you think someone saying that, "We love what you do online"?
Yeah,
online?
I bet.
Feels like a little sort of a tongue twister.
I actually bet they are saying that.
I have a new perspective on life with that. So it does seem like it's giving him a little bit of a mental relaxation, along with his friends Jinxy, Sketch, and Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast. Mr. Beast, I think. Mr. Beast is big time.
He is. One behind, I'm sure Jinxy and Sketch are as well, but now they're in the record at the Masters.
We're going to go from Mr. Beast, Jinxy, and Sketch.
One behind Bryson is
Scotty Scheffler,
the undisputed number one player.
Do you think Scotty Scheffler's ever watched Sketch or Mr. Jinxy?
No. No, it's spelled J-Y-N-X-I. I want to be careful here. I want to make sure everybody can find YouTube. And yes, J-Y-N-X-I, Jinxy.
Jinxy.
Go subscribe and join Bryson.
J-Y-N-X-I.
Yeah. So Scotty does not like Jinxy in the same way Bryson does, but he sure does play well at Augusta National and everywhere else. He shot a 66.
He does cartoons.
A billion followers.
Oh, they play Fortnite.
With Bryson?
I think it's a Fortnite thing.
Yeah.
My 1 point. No, I think this is the wrong jinxie.
Multiple jinxies. Fake jinxie.
I don't think that's how Jinxie's name's spelled.
J-Y-N. Oh, you think the transcriber got Jinxie wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, that's fair. I wouldn't know.
I actually met the transcriber the other day.
What were you bothering him about?
I met him through a mutual friend.
Oh, okay.
So he was, but he's an older, I don't think the transcriber probably knows. I don't want to, maybe the transcriber, I don't want to cast, you know, I don't want to assume I know what the transcriber knows, but I don't think the transcriber knows who Jinxie is.
All right. So you followed Scotty for a while. He shot a 66, 6 under. I don't know, effortless or what. Rory talked about that a little bit.
It wasn't effortless.
No.
Like,
no.
I think like...
Incredible shot making. 15 into 15, I mean, incredible
should
shot.
Should we talk about the weather real quick? It was brutal.
Awesome. Awesome to watch in. Tough to play, I imagine.
It was gusty. I mean, it was the worst thing you could have. Is nuts. Like just the wind just coming up, laying down.
Ponds
if you think
rippling.
About, like Rory hits this shot into 12. It was a great shot. He makes birdie there. Scotty's up next. I mean, first off, I got to say, golf needs a shot clock because Scotty and Ted will just stand in the fairway and wait.
They're deliberate.
It took like slow. 3+ very minutes slow. A few times. They just sit there and wait for the wind to do exactly what they want, and then they hit it. On the 12th, they got popped. The wind just died.
Yeah.
And he hit a really great shot. It just like went right through the wind. He ends up in the bunker, then he holds it out. You know, but it was really
I'd say
brutal day.
240 to make the turn for the ROM group. I saw Ken Tackett, Ten Kackett, go up and talk to the Zalatoris group about speeding it up. But again, you know, we're talking, it was 240 to make the turn. Scotty and Ted are very deliberate. He goes up at 12. He goes above the wind. I know the wind plays a part in this, right? Windy conditions create a slower play. But it feels like that's excessive when you're pushing 240 for 9 holes.
So. Yeah, I mean, I just don't think you should be able to just sit and wait for the wind.
Yeah.
But this isn't about that. But this golf course, when it's gusting, it's so hard to gauge the wind because of the trees and the hills. You get in these low spots, and then you add in these towering pine trees. It's just really hard. And it's amazing how easy some of these guys made the golf course look. Mm-hmm. You know, like it was an exceptional, exceptional score. These scores are great. Mm-hmm. You know,
66, 65.
Yeah. Yep. And Scotty go bogey free. I think like you look at Scotty and I think like the stretch of the round where it could have gone up, he could have gone backwards. He could have given some shots back. 11, he misses the green. He gets up and down. 12, he misses the green in the bunker. He holds the bunker shot. 13, he hits a bad shot. It was like the worst swing of his day. Should have gone in the creek. It somehow stays on the bank. He gets up and down for birdie. So he plays this 3-hole stretch where he didn't really execute iron shots, which are usually is the strong suit of his game.
He plays it
2-under.
2-under, yeah.
And he got a really good break with the
13.
With 13. You know, he got a great bunker shot, but like you don't always bank on that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just those are like the little things that keep rounds going. He ends up with a bogey-free round, and it was super impressive. I will say, I mean, the one if you're looking for a reason that you might be worried about Scheffler, he had a really bad putt on third hole. He had a short birdie putt. He had an unbelievable chip shot, short birdie putt, and it was just that classic, like, not release the putter, hang out right, and that's the putt that gives him so much trouble. Like it's just that same stroke, missed that putt, but for the most part, he was rock solid. I mean, it's like hard to imagine. I think like I was walking around the media center and I heard a couple people basically say that the tournament was over.
All right, that's not the case.
It's not.
It's unsurprising to see him in first. Again, I can't get over the wind. Like, it's just a crazy number. We were standing up at the top row of 15 grandstand. Can't feel it. Like, that's a high perch, not a lot of breeze. But you look down at the flag, what's different is not just the wind, it's like the inconsistency yes. of the wind. The flag on 15 is like bending, not just whipping. The stick is sort of bending. Meanwhile, we are in the grandstand on the same green, kind of protected by that line of trees. It's by 15 green, and like, it's nothing. We're on a higher perch where you'd feel it. It's just the inconsistency of the wind. So 66 and that. It was so blustery, as Jason Day's pants gave very discernible evidence.
I mean, Jason Day, it seemed like he had to step off a putt because his pants were... I mean, Scott Van Pelt was saying it on the telecast. He said something to the line of like... I mean, you know, nobody else seems to be having these problems. I know it's a fashion choice, but when it's causing you problems on the green, maybe you need to rethink it.
I mean, they got to dock those things.
Hey,
in the
you know
yacht
what?
Club.
You know what doesn't what? Present those types of problems?
What?
The Brian Pant.
The Brian Pant. The Brian Pant is a great cut. No bullshit. This is not even an ad read. Great tailoring around the calves there.
Unlike great Jason talent. Day's pants.
Who's sailing around in the America's
Don't wear
Cup.
Those on a windy day.
What else do you want to do?
I just want to say last thing about Scheffler.
Okay.
I think the highest compliment you can give anybody, any golfer, is that you make this game look so simple.
Well,
and
yeah.
He makes it look so easy.
It's got to be like a little frustrating for everybody. Even like he's with Rory and Xander, two elite players. And it's like, God, they're not in the same form as he is. But
Xander?
And Rory's got Norman leaning over the rope line doing weird stuff. What's Xander? You got a Xander hot take? Just a guy?
He just does nothing for me.
Yeah.
I think it's something that he's always wearing those black Adidas shoes. That's part of it.
Not true. Not always, but yeah.
He just...
I'm aware Hideki wears Asics, by the way. I was correct. I know that. A million people told. I've just brain cramp. I forgot to mention.
I brought my Hoka.
Wear your Hokas.
Do you think you want me to test them out?
Yes, and walk with Vijay.
They're really they're very ugly.
Why'd you get them?
Well, because I was having leg problems, and I went to this fancy dancy running store, and they're like, "These will fix them."
Okay.
They made them worse. But I brought them home. And my wife was like, "What the hell are those? Those are awful."
Why? You know, they make multiple colors. That's just all they had in stock.
I felt like I had a bad experience.
You got ugly shoes.
I don't want to talk about my experience in the running.
Wearing PXGs, you're playing PXGs. Ugly shoes.
I abandoned the everyday vest.
You abandoned some questionable decisions. What else we got here? Should we empty any other?
I got it early. I know we don't usually do this early. Contender pretender,
oh God.
Danny Willett. I don't think we get
a good
chance
one.
Later.
Pretender,
in the week.
Pretender. I haven't heard from Danny Willett in a while.
I couldn't believe when I was like, I'm walking around and I come out and I'm like, wait, Dan, you see, you know, like when you're out there, you're just kind of like. You're relying on the scoreboard.
Oh, Danny Willett, pretender. Can I throw a hot take out there? I think 8 is every bit of the par 5 that 13 and 15 are. It just isn't in the less consequential part of the
hall.
I watched everybody just throw it up there. Ricky's walking off. He's like, yeah, you just go long. Just throw it long. But that's not always an option. But guys just send it up the hill. It's blind. And so much depends. There's no bunker at the green. And you have to hit every kind of shot depending on where it lands. I've watched guys have to flop them up and over the mound. I watched Zalatoris find short front, just run one low right to the pin, whereas Dunlap has to go up and over and off a tight lie. It is so cool to watch guys hit shots around that green. And, of course, that's before you talk about all the shots prior to that, the blindness and the getting up the hill. And what you observed 8 as well, though.
Best is if they miss the fairway, then it's like they're just you just pray you can get on top of the hill.
Yeah.
Because if you can't, then you're hitting from, like, down blind 200 yards away.
Yeah.
And they got those moguls in the thing.
Great place to watch.
I think 8 needs to be lengthened. I watched Rory.
It's so far back there already. It's already on, like... 17 green well, or whatever.
This is the preposterousness. And the wind was helping a little. Rory blew 20 yards over the bunker. There isn't even a bunker there. These guys, Xander flew it over the bunker, like would have flown it over the bunker, he just hit it a little
the
left.
Line he had taken. Yeah.
You know, yeah. It's insane. The bunker, these guys don't even see the bunker anymore. So they either got to rebuild the bunker, move the bunker, or move the tee back. It goes to what Ridley's saying. It's like, I don't think this rollback's even going to matter.
It's a great hole up around the green to watch some of the short game shots after they just send their second.
Oh, there's a great spot. Always walk up the right of that hole. You walk up the right, and then you're like right where you want to be for nine.
Yep.
It's you get a great. There's
you can
a great
see a little bit
spot.
Of one green if you want to bounce. If you've got a break, you can bounce around. It's cool.
Well, if you go up that right side, you get to the top of the hill and you can see the shots from coming from down up and
totally.
Where they go and where how the ball like pinballs around. Awesome spot to watch golf.
Great spot. All right, we All got right, anything
hey,
else?
We
got
to keep to our promise here.
We got anything
Do you
else?
Want to talk about anybody else?
Tiger Woods.
I mean,
fine.
God, this weather, the weather. If
it was hot
just
and humid.
Stay, and hot, humid, yeah. windy,
yep.
tricky. If you could keep it that way, he has a chance for like a top 25.
Oh, God, I didn't realize Pepe Peter was DFL.
Oh, God, that's too bad. I feel bad. Yeah. One other, another thing, I think Zalatoris is a man to be monitored.
Totally.
I think that he had the obviously the injury. If he would have been healthy last year, we'd been going into the Masters saying, like, is this guy the best major championship golfer? Without like, he didn't have a win, but, like, is he the best at major championships?
Yep.
And he's always played Augusta well, and there he is at 2-under. He had a couple late bogeys, but...
While we're on the subject of him, Bryson, I just got to say, he's anchoring. The arm lock is an anchor. We're playing the hits here, but in the wind... That thing is just jammed into his forearm. I don't know. So it's just bothering to watch on 18 and elsewhere. Arm lock. Zalatoris, though, looked great.
Does Rory have a chance?
Sure. Was he 1-under, right? Sure.
I think
playing 36 with Scheffler has to be like a little deflating.
I think you take away, like, I'm only 5 back. I played the par 5s even.
Yeah.
And I didn't really do anything. I didn't make any putts.
Right.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, it wasn't a clean round, but a 1-under is fine. Totally.
You didn't
of
do
course
anything.
He has a chance. Of course he has a chance. Yeah. So, Tiger, I don't know. He's going to come out early tomorrow. It won't be as hot.
I know.
So, we'll see how it finishes.
I was hoping he could have just gotten that round in. If they had gone split tee, they would have gotten him in.
Yeah, it's amazing how many people he brings out, obviously. It's a. You know, never ceases.
A game within the game. Phil's at 1-over. Tiger's at 1-under.
Continues. I love it. Continue. Great game within the
All
game.
Right.
All right. That does it for this Thursday episode of the Shotgun Start. We'll be back with our dailies. We'll be doing Friday. We got a lot more notes in the notebook. We're just trying to keep these concise. We will be back with you on Friday. Another full day.
I was walking around. I walked by a guy with a Just a Guy shirt. It was just Spieth splattered all over it, just like the film.
That's not original anymore, where people make the shirts with the faces all over them. So, all right, we'll be back with you on Friday. Everyone enjoy your Thursday evenings, Friday mornings. Use the promo code SGS30. Subscribe to Shotgun Start Coffee at Goodwill Coffee.
Or Fried Egg.
Or Fried Egg, all the same. We will be back with you on Friday night.